email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, James Kavanagh and William Murray are live in studio, stars of Kurrabini Cookbook, and more recently documenting their imminent move out of Dublin. How are you, William?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing my farewell tour of Dublin now, saying goodbye.
James, how are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to move, to be honest. We're like surrounded by boxes right now in the house. Yeah. I ate a yogurt just this morning with the end of a fork because the spoons are somewhere flat end of the fork. So I'm good.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
It is. Yeah.
It's a very public move, isn't it?
Yeah. We did a whole show about it.
Four 1-hour documentaries in the lead up. Yeah.
4-hour television move.
Talk us through it for people who didn't see it. So you live in Dublin, but you have strong connections because, William, you're from Cork.
I'm from Cork, yeah.
And did you commute between the two places for a while?
We just spend a lot of time there, and it's a great place. I think for James especially, because he grew up in kind of suburban Dublin, he kind of discovered a love of downtime in the countryside and escaping to the countryside and all that idea. And I think you more than me, because I grew up there and I was used to it, you found a real like...
Yeah, like he's from Kurrabini, and if anyone's familiar with Cork Harbour, they'll see it. It's like a wooded area where you can go for walks. And I guess I was introduced to the Disney level of country living, because he lives right on the water.
Yeah.
If you want something like flour and sugar, you have to get a boat. You row across in the boat to the shop.
You don't have to get a boat.
I know, but I insist on the boat. And it's quicker. It's 5 minutes or 15 by car.
Okay, right.
So I kind of fell in love with the idea of moving down the country. Mm. And the reality of it was quite different, because we filmed this show and I suddenly realised that the budget we had wouldn't get me the Ballymaloo type house with 10 acres and
horses trotting
around.
Or a house on the sea with a boat.
or a sea view, like that all adds up. And our mortgage wasn't a huge amount of money. We're certainly priced out of Dublin. But so we kind of realised through filming the show, it's not necessarily important to get all these things, but more the feeling you get when you visit somewhere. And not so much Cork anymore, where we looked, it's all around Ireland, and realised there's so many beautiful places to live.
Did you get a list of what you wanted from the house? Yeah.
I think you had quite an extensive list, James.
Right. Yeah.
You wanted a pool. you wanted a sauna. You wanted a walk-in wardrobe. That was a big one for you. And then I think quickly all of those things go out the window. And we really kind of discovered what was important to us, which was a big garden, a house with a bit of character that we could do up over time. We didn't necessarily, we kind of thought we wanted a new build, like to buy a plot of land and to build a new house. But then like with the price of materials and everything now, that was kind of out of the question.
Yeah. Do you know what? Doing the show was great because we got to visit loads of different types of houses. Mm. And one of the common things, like people with the big houses with the 5 bedrooms, they were like, yeah, but you only actually spend all your time in one area of the house, and then that's all just area to clean or area to heat or light.
Yeah, yeah.
So the house we've gotten anyway is a lot smaller, and it has, like William was saying, the character and beautiful mature garden. Mm. And so we've gotten kind of close.
You saw some brilliant houses, didn't
you? Amazing houses.
Yes.
Yeah. one of them was it's called The Lost House in
The Lost Cottage.
Lost Cottage in Kerry.
In Kerry, yeah.
And Cillian Murphy stays there. You can actually stay, it's an Airbnb, and you can understand why someone like Cillian Murphy would go, because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, Carra Lake. It was
the most
stunning,
beautiful thing I've ever seen, and they had the floor to ceiling windows, so you're just sitting in the sitting room, but it's like you're in a forest. So yeah, it was great. We got a good flavour of,
and
of
then the one that was a shipping container,
on
Derry, the ruins of an old cottage.
And
where
was that? I originally saw him on Grand Designs a couple of years ago. It's up in Mahara, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
In County Derry. And someone is going to ring in and give out about my pronunciation now. But he built that house on and Grand Designs, but then he had this old ruin on his property that was owned by an uncle of his on his family farm. And he used the sort of bones of that old ruin and built in and amongst the ruin this sort of amazing glass and then a shipping container on top.
Wow.
And it lights up at night. It's an amazing thing.
It was so cool.
Which sounds kind of mad, but it actually kind of works in the environment it's in. And he didn't actually touch the ruin itself, so the ruin is still a ruin.
It's like an art piece.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Shipping container.
Yeah.
But that was another slightly disheartening thing we realised when we visited all these homes, is that there were at the end of the conversation like, oh yeah, our parents gifted us an acre. Our granddad left us the field. So it's like they were like, oh,
people
we built
with
it for
farms
this price, but actually they had the land for free. So
so tell them then where you're moving to.
Yeah, so we found a house in Greignamana in County Kilkenny,
yeah.
This beautiful little riverside town, and we're moving on Monday, right. Literally on Monday.
On Monday. So we're up, we're in a townland called, I hope I pronounced this right now, Skjokfosteen. Any Kilkenny people listening are either wincing or going, okay, you did okay. But Skjokfosteen, and it's sort of in the hills just outside of Greignamana, near, it's also near a town called Boris and Carlo.
Yes.
So we're, it's very much river country, and lots of horses, lots of boats, lots of barges.
Mount Leinster, the views are
Mount
incredible.
Leinster.
I know Greignamana quite well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, okay. I used to, probably know.
Well, I don't know, but I used to do discos down the local hall.
Okay.
Then I fell in love with it and I stayed there, and there's a lovely walk out the, because there's a canal and a river, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, out to St. Mullins,
yes.
That road. Yeah. That's lovely there.
Yeah.
And then it's over the bridge, is it Carlo? Is it
Carlo? Yeah, yes, one end of the bridge is Carlo.
Boris
is
in Carlo, yeah.
Yes.
And there's the aqueduct there. Or that the aqueduct, is it the viaduct?
Viaduct. Viaduct. And you can swim in, the, it's safe to swim in the river there, yeah.
There's a hot box sauna there and everything. Yeah.
Now, it's a long time since, there used to be a lovely B&B restaurant place on the river. Is that still there?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. You have to get to know.
So you're moving down on Monday.
Right. We have, we were arguing throughout the show. I was like, I want an acre at least. I'm not budging from that.
What
That's
have you
one
got?
Of the things. Got an acre.
Right, okay.
Got an acre. And there,
but he'll never mow the lawn or anything like that. That'll be
There's
me.
Robot lawnmowers these days. It's grand. No, but I really wanted the acre because I wanted space for chickens. I really want chickens. And there's this special breed of ducks that go on their, like they walk around like humans and they follow you around the garden.
All right.
So I've gotten really into that. And we have a big polytunnel so we can grow our veg. So ducks, chickens and veg. That's all I want.
Yeah. We'd be real trad, so life.
He'll be walking around the garden with the ducks.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be working, sweating.
Instagramming them. And what will you be doing?
I'll be in the back sweating.
You'll be growing the cabbages.
I'll be growing the cabbages. Yeah.
But there is something lovely. There is something lovely about being able to pick something in your back garden and then cook it.
Oh, that's the dream. That's literally. Because we over lockdown, we tried to erect a little sort of garden on the flat part of our roof above the bathroom. And you're not, you know, those sort of flat roofs, you're not supposed to go out in them.
Yeah.
But we had like four raised beds.
Planters, grown carrots.
Grown lots, and then the landlord onions. Called by one day and was like, lads, you cannot do that.
But it was so exciting to grow carrots and pick them yourself.
Yeah,
and also, I'm just so excited to be able to do that.
And for some reason, they taste better.
Oh my God. Yes. And tomatoes as well. Grown tomatoes versus supermarket.
Listen, we've just... Two housewarming gifts for you. You know, that's a coffee table book because that movie's in the cinema. It's Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yes.
I love Amy Winehouse.
But this is the special one. It's Jando design and it is a print of the Ha'penny Bridge. Just memory because you're leaving Dublin. You know, you're leaving Dublin.
We love that.
Yeah. Oh so you can open that up.
Thank
lovely
you.
Print.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So you can wherever.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So how long is it then, door to door?
An hour and a half. Which isn't too bad, really.
No, not too bad. Okay.
Because we were looking at some areas of Cork that were 4 hours away.
Yes.
You know, and we were willing to do that. But luckily, we can work from home mostly. So we might need to come to Dublin once a week, once every 2 weeks. So that's so manageable.
Yeah. But you, James, more than William, I think, you feed off people.
Well, yeah, I do. But I'm also a hermit.
Are you?
Yeah, I come out... I'm like one of those fireflies that dies after like 5 hours.
I think you get burnout very quickly.
Yeah, I love coming out. I love doing events or I love hanging out with my friends. But most of the time, I'm in bed with my cat watching YouTube documentaries. I love my own company and I love being alone.
So are you one... Because I only came across this description of a person last year, I think... An introverted extrovert.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's contradictory, but...
Yeah, I love being around people, but I burn out quickly. My social battery just dies.
Right.
And then I need a week to recharge, literally. So I'll kind of only really see friends of mine once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
But most of the time, genuinely, I'm at home.
You're just excited that your friends can't doorstep you and just randomly call around. They'll have to, you know, travel to see you.
Yeah.
The good news is, it's the water side. It's still in business after 25 years.
Oh, the B&B.
Yes, the Waterside Greignamana. It's a B&B and a lovely restaurant.
Oh, we must go in there then.
Yeah,
for,
it's just right there on the bridge, just if you take a left before you get to the bridge. Yeah.
Well, count us in for a booking.
So, nervous and excited at the same time.
Yeah.
They're sort of have the same effect on the body.
They
anyway.
Do. Yeah. Like, we've been in this for about 2 years, this limbo phase of kind of waiting to find the right house. We've found a couple of houses along the way that we lost out bidding wise or it wasn't quite right. So, we've we've been edging ourselves to eventually go. So we're so ready at this stage. Yeah. So ready.
And I was saying, it is a big public move.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're hoping for season two. So the season season two, no, literally, and season two will cover the renovations and all.
Yes.
Doing up the house.
Yes, yes.
So yeah,
there's a lot of those. People are fascinated by that sort of thing.
Oh, I mean, that's why I love doing the house and snooping around houses. Yes. I love home
and
shows.
And your dad's a builder. Was a builder.
Yes. So he there's so many scenes of him coming in and knocking on the wall, knocking on this scene of. I'm like, what are you even knocking for? Right. The builder things they do when they're viewing a house. So he was handy now to go around and viewing houses because he'd smell damp a mile away and say no to this and no to that.
Good to have a glass half empty sort of.
But are ye handy around the house? Can you do DIY? No.
It'll be... Now, William, he went to art school. Right. So I'd say it's in you.
I study sculpture, so I can, weirdly, I can weld. I can make casts of things. I can carve stone. I can do a little bit of woodwork. So I have a little bit of that.
Okay.
But electricity and anything like that, I can't do plumbing.
Yeah. I love making mood boards, Pinterest mood boards. So I can pick out.
He
the
likes
wall
scrapbooking.
Paper.
That's what he likes.
I have all the mood boards done for the house
with the ducks walking.
With the ducks, I've the whole vision board done. I just need people to come and help me do it.
That's going to be a brilliant program.
I'm just glad we're
hope you're still together at the end of it.
Oh, I know. But I'm just glad we're not moving in the winter, because I think it would be a whole different kettle of fish if we were moving down the country in the dead of winter to this house, empty house with loads of boxes.
Yeah. Serious note, you were saying at the top, and I didn't want to, you know, rain on your parade, but, you know, you would prefer probably ultimately to get a house in Dublin, but you're just priced out of the market. Is that the...
Well, but see, the house I'd want in Dublin is a house with a big back garden, big front garden, and space. We're talking
big
2
mortgage,
million.
Yes,
you're talking 2 million straight away. Yeah. So we were priced out of it. I mean, we knew that at the very start, we'd never be able to afford the type of house we
want. So you could afford a 2-bedroom apartment, for example.
That's where our budget is. Yeah. Right. We wouldn't be able to afford a garden, maybe a little sliver of a balcony, and we just didn't want to compromise. We just wanted that garden. So I'm lucky in the sense because I have friends who are facing that they'll have to either rent for maybe the rest of their lives, or they'll have to downsize their dreams of what a house should be. Mm. So we're lucky that we want to live in the live outside.
I think
Dublin.
The compromise that we made ultimately was less about living in Dublin or the countryside. It was more about living by the sea or living near the sea.
Yeah, he's a sea boy,
and that's the biggest fear of mine is living inland. And we are very much going to be living inland, and I've never done that before.
Yes.
So I think that'll be
Kilkenny
the challenge.
Is a land bound county.
Almost. I think it has. Some would argue that up the River Shore, it would have a at Waterford, it would have a slight.
Down there at the end.
Where all the rivers meet.
Yes.
And actually,
at the estuary,
the river that we're on,
where the Ferry Carrick is. Is it the Ferry Carrick?
There used to be a
big Jury's Hotel up on the thing, yes.
Is that the one? What's the county that it touches? It's so inland that it doesn't touch another county.
It's double landlocked.
We're in pub quiz land here now. We're in pub quiz land. We did this last week with one of the crew, Grace. She celebrated her birthday last week, and we just played the number one that was on her birthday. So we decided just for today, because it's Friday, that we'd look up your. Do you know what was number one on your
don't.
The day you were born? No. Well, hopefully this is correct, because if it isn't, we're 17th July 1989.
That's me.
Which makes you what this year?
35.
35. Right. Number one in America. You can put your headphones on. Was this?
If you don't know me by now.
Yeah, you like that? That was number one in America.
That's very romantic.
It is.
Yeah.
Which is nice. That's nice. And William.
I think I know mine.
Do you? What do you think it is?
I think it's Chesney Hawkes. Is it?
Which?
I am the one and only. Is that not right? Oh my God! I got it right.
I'm wrong. This is very upbeat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mine's very egocentric. I like that.
Yeah, you are one of them.
And it's one of the. It has a brilliant start.
It does.
It has a brilliant start.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. So there
Thank
you go.
You.
That's nice to hear.
I'll know that now in a pub quiz what my number one song was.
Well, that's the in America, so just be careful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and You'll Never Stop Me Loving You by Sonia. Was number one in the UK.
I also, Orinoco Flow, I believe, came out in 1989. So I just like saying that is my song because I love Enya.
Yes, that's
the same
great
year.
Song.
I think
great
that
song.
Was 89.
Well, listen, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah,
good
thank
luck.
You.
We'll come in a year and tell you how it all is.
Yes. We'll probably have seen it on television by that stage. Yeah. Definitely
one,
on Instagram.
One of us wouldn't have murdered the other one by then.
Yeah. I said we'll be either like having the time of our lives or like Grey Gardens. Yeah, you know, the mother and the daughter.
Oh, yes,
raccoons.
Yes.
Jackie Kennedy's cousins. Yeah,
that's
living
a brilliant
in the one room.
Yeah, yeah. And a great documentary, yeah, Grey Gardens. Yeah. So we'll be either like that or Thriving.
Yeah. Okay, William, good luck. James, good luck. Thanks for coming in. Good luck.
See you later.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.